Kirk Cousins clarifies if I die, I die comments. By Dylan Gwynn on September 2, 2020. Just like most bold and fearless in the world today, Kirk Cousins' assertion that he did not fear death from the coronavirus and doesn't believe that masks are effective, has been walked back a bit. When asked his thoughts about the virus on Kyle Brandt's podcast, Cousins said, "If I die, I die." The Vikings quarterback went on to add, "I kind of have peace about that." When it comes to masks, Cousins said he does not believe that they're effective in preventing the spread of the virus. Though, he is trying to respect the concerns of others. Brandt asked Cousins to rate his level of concern over contracting the virus on a 1 to 10 scale, with 1 being the person who says, "Masks are stupid. You're all a bunch of lemmings," and 10 is, "I'm not leaving my master bathroom for the next 10 years," ESPN reported. "I'm not gonna call anybody stupid, for the trouble it would get me in," Cousins explained. "But I'm about a 0.000001. Well, the sports media decided that courage and lack of fear just wouldn't do. Several hours after the story broke on Wednesday, Cousins was made to care. "Admittedly, I probably wasn't as clear as I would have liked to have been," Cousins said in a video conference. "But what I wanted to say then, and what I would echo again now, is that while the virus does not give me a great amount of personal fear, there's still great reason for me to engage in wearing a mask and social distancing and washing my hands as frequently as I can and following protocols that have been set in place. Obviously, to be respectful and considerate of other people, which is very important, but then also to be available for all 16 games this fall because as the protocol is set up, if a player were to test positive, they would be potentially out of the game or games. There's plenty of reasons to wear a mask, social distance and be very vigilant to help stop the spread of the virus. That was the heart behind what I was trying to say in July. Admittedly, I didn't say it as clear as I would have liked to. So I want to share that same message again, and hopefully articulate it a little bit better. That has always been hard and is again now." When asked about masks in particular, Cousins seemed to soften his stance. "I was addressing my own personal perspective. Everybody's different, and that's what I was trying to say. You know, there are many risk factors and other factors that would affect one's approach. I have family friends who take a very different approach because of risk factors. Obviously, everybody's in a different place. We don't want anybody to get the virus so we can have the best team possible on Sundays." Cousins did, however, reassert the importance of his faith in how he views death. "I have peace," Cousins said. "I don't believe that I control the outcome of my life. There's many things out of my control. But obviously, my faith is at the foundation of my life. I trust the Lord to handle things. If something happens, I trust Him to have a plan and purpose and to use even a pain, a setback, adversity, to use that to help grow me and teach me more about Him." There is some consolation in the fact that Cousins proudly asserted his faith during his bowing to the will of the cult COVIDians. Though, obviously, it would have been better if he had just let his comments stand. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.